problems that are obviously delaying some people, particularly about this thing about carrying knives. Do you get much about this? What are they going to say to you?
I've been
gone
through my
Right. Are any of the rest of you aware of knives at school, Shanine?
I'm aware of it, but it's very happening at our school.
Right, but it doesn't happen in your school. But do you know people, some of them, that do carry them?
On rare occasions.
On rare occasions, some do. And do they carry them? Is it always, what about at your school? No? No? What about Robert, where you are? Is that a knife problem? Whatever, no. Right. Do you know why the young people, someone your age, do you know why they carry these knives? Do you any idea? Yes, Shimon. To what, sorry?
To
protect themselves.
Right,
so it's an image thing, is it? It's an image thing. Would you say also that they carry them because they are afraid? Afraid, would you say it's fear? It's fear. Why do you think that we've moved into a knife culture and that young people of your age are afraid? What do you think may be causing this? Any ideas? Any ideas?
Peer pressure. Are any of you being pressured or made to feel that you should carry a knife? Are you sort of made to feel you're left out if you don't have one? Huh? Right. So we've said it's fear. It's fear. Now, in my days, that's going back centuries, you can see, actually, to have a knife wasn't regarded as a sort of a problem or something that was would be a crime, because they're going to try and pass legislation that carrying a knife will be a criminal offence. But in my day, a knife or carrying a knife was not a problem, because the knife in my younger days was not regarded so much as self-defence. But we carried knives maybe sometimes, you know, like a pen knife that opens up and closes. Or sometimes scouts could carry a knife down in their sock. But those knives were for general use. You know, if you went camping, you'd have a knife. Or, you know, you carried a knife for just certain things. If you went fishing, fishermen often can carry a knife and so forth. So there is that side of knives, that understanding. But the idea of knives today is quite a different one. And I expect you've seen on television where these knives have been brought to the police. You see all sorts of knives. You even see small chopping knives and bread knives. And so they are vicious looking weapons to what maybe we would carry as a knife which we use for just general use and so on. So that is the problem that is with you today. Now, we've already just said that a lot of them carry knives because of fear. Now, how many of you, do you know what the Bible says about fear? What does the Bible say about fear? Yes?
There should be no fear in the perfect love of God.
There should be no fear in the perfect love of God. Absolutely. And what else does it say?
Fear of God's beginning of wisdom.
The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. But it also says that fear hath torment. Fear creates confusion. Fear creates havoc. Fear will always cause you to turn your eyes and heart away from Jesus. Now, who is the instigator of fear? Who is he? The devil, Shanice says. Absolutely right. It is the devil that works fear. Now, why does the devil fear? Why should the devil have fear? After all, we're told at the moment he's the god of this world. Why should he have fear? Yes?
Because he's going to get judged.
Because he's going to get judged. So he fears God. And what he wants is to put that fear on the rest of you. And so, with whatever you face at school, and you are facing a lot of things, and they are talking about in schools that they're going to bring in metal detectors, which is the latest thing. So it's like going to be going on holiday when you go to Heathrow Airport. You're going to have to go through every time, you know, on that. It's a terrible age now that we live in, that we have to go down those roads. But if you trust in the love of God, there is no fear. And even if you are aware of some who carry knives, who've got knives, you're able to pray that Jesus will be able to help that person and put the love of God into their hearts, that they don't need those knives, you see? And so you walk protected, all the while you keep your eyes close to Jesus, because these things are real. And some of you I know will be going on to other schools, from the junior into senior schools and so forth. This is becoming epidemic. It is a real big problem. And government doesn't really know what to do with it. And there are all the signs that we're moving further away from the Lord. This nation has become now literally pagan. See, there are all signs of a falling away from God and his standard. But that needn't happen to you.